It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single girl in possession of a mind of her own must be in want of a husband. The universe, however, fails to agree on the proper course of action should she be presented with more than one. This was to be the challenge confronting the eldest daughter of Longbourn House, an eligible young lady by the name of...
Harry, Miss Brown, I wonder might I be so bold... No, 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 too effete. You know I hold the greatest esteem, affection for your person, and I wonder if you would do me the great service, no, honour, of granting me your hand in marriage. Yes, that should do it.
Dr. Smith, I presume.
Ah, Mr. Fitzwilliam Darcy.
Ah, but please do not let me interrupt your rehearsals. Continue.
Oh, for your amusement?
I'm not one to be easily amused. Although I admit to finding distractions in unfamiliar quarters of late.
Oh, yes? And which particular distraction brings you to Longbourn Manor today?
Perry! Perry! The gentlemen are on the drive. They're almost here.
There you are, Tilly. Come in from the terrace. They'll see you staring.
Mr. Darcy has a handsome steed, does he not? And he is extremely tall.
As befits one of his social standing.
£10,000 a year, I do believe.
Should that affect our opinion of him? I confess such a sum would not go amiss. Tilly, I didn't tell you. After the ball, he left me a letter.
Dearest sister, how could you keep this from me? Well, let me see. Given his abominable behaviour, I can only assume it contains an apology. 12th of October, 1811. The day of Lady Catherine's visit. Be not alarmed, Miss Brown, on receiving this letter. Oh, my. Oh, my!
He seemed to me insufferably pompous, it's true, but these words cast him in a different light. And yes, he is extremely tall.
But we have all mistaken him horribly. Can it be? Do you think he has intentions?
That is a possibility.
And Dr. Smith is here again, too. He called just this morning while you were in the village. He was most eager to find you. I wonder, could he also have a special interest?
Well, I can't imagine why that should be.
Oh, but few young ladies can claim such experiences as you, Perry. Orphaned, rescued by Mama from the colonies, touring all those far-flung places.
Tilly, your imagination runs away. Mama is unwell. It's not unusual for a doctor to call. Now, let us go and receive our guests in the drawing room. Mama has civilized me well enough to know the proper form when entertaining gentlemen.
You attend Mrs. Brown, I assume. I understand the widow will soon be reunited with her husband. I have hopes for a union of my own with the family.
Have you indeed? Well, I have heard Miss Perry holds you in high regard, but can such a lowly family be a suitable match for one of your lofty status?
As I say, Doctor, Miss Brown has fostered unfamiliar feelings in me.
Please, don't let me keep you. I have a mission of my own. We shall see whom fortune favors.
Indeed we shall, Doctor.
What an unconscionably arrogant fellow. Can't imagine what everyone sees in him. Oh, come along, Doctor. Faint hearts never won fair lady.
Thank you, Mrs. Hill. That'll be all.
Ma'am. So, Mr. Darcy, are you well?
Quite well, Miss Brown. And Miss Brown.
Mr. Darcy, please don't think us unsociable, but we are expecting another caller.
Yes. Dr. Smith. I passed him on the drive.
I shall greet him. Besides, you and Perry may have matters you would rather discuss in private.
Your sister is amused by my presence?
Last she saw, I refused your hand at the Netherfield Ball, but you refused mine first. Both amused and bemused, I'd say.
I fear my pride belies my true inclination. It seems there is none with whom I would rather dance than the one who refuses my hand.
In that, I suspect we are kindred spirits.
You have seen my letter.
It appears we have misjudged you. I more than most. Did you have something to ask me, Mr. Darcy?
A woman of such perspicacity would no doubt be aware of my question already.
And a man of such certainty would be aware of my answer, which can only be...
Perry, I'm sorry, but Dr. Smith was most insistent.
Please forgive the interruption, Miss Brown. I have an obligation that cannot wait.
Dr. Smith?
Miss Brown, despite all appearance to the contrary, I have always had the highest regard for your spirit and many other qualities which are not unattractive. I am here to request your hand in marriage.
Dr. Smith, I did not realize you had intentions. I'm flattered by your interest, but I cannot accept.
Oh, I know it's the usual practice to reject the first application, but to save time...
The lady has given her answer, sir.
Miss Brown and I have an acquaintance a long time in the forging, Mr. Darcy, in circumstances beyond your imagining.
Please, this is impossible.
But Perry, it's me.
Yes, Dr. Smith, but Mr. Darcy has already proposed, and I have accepted.
Ha!
But...
Doctor, please, do not humiliate yourself further.
What? But I...
I'm sure Longbourn can spare a horse for your journey home. Goodbye, sir.
Well, I cannot wait to tell Mama the news. Poor Dr. Smith.
A curious fellow. Strange that I don't recall making his acquaintance before. I'm sure he will recover.
You're right. He is known for his composure.
Well... That was an abject failure. A ridiculous idea. I said it was a ridiculous idea. Can you hear me, Cranton? Cranton! Is this thing on?
I'm sorry, madam. The Austin Experience is temporarily unavailable. If you'd care to leave a deposit, I can make sure you're at the head of the queue just as soon as we... Madam? Madam?
Cranton! If you can leave your profiteering for a moment. Are you listening to me?
Doctor! How'd you get on?
Well, we've tried it your way and failed.
You were the one who wanted to go barging in after her. I just suggested it'd be worth playing along to try and ease her mind out gently.
Well, it wasn't. Perry is totally immersed in the fiction. Didn't recognize me at all. Oh, typical Perry. She wanders off on her own and ends up falling for the sales patter of some... sideshow huckster shilling the roofs with highly suspect technology.
Hold up, Doctor. I'm hardly small scale.
Huh?
This is the 2351 Galaxy Fair. It's not like anyone can roll up here and grab a pitch. It cost me a pretty penny to be here.
Well, you're charging more than a pretty penny for your services. Oh, the Austin Experience. Yeah. Believe me, Jane would not approve. Your brochure says other 19th century novelists are available. What else have you got in there?
Eliot, Thackeray, Bronte or two. Bit depressing, mind. Don't get much call for it. Austin's far and away the favourite. Ironic, really. The idle rich spending their leisure credits to play at being the idle rich.
Well, it's not exactly faithful to the book.
Scenarios are based on characters, events, and my lady's own proclivities. To be honest, most of them just want to flirt with Mr. D.
And you're absolutely certain nothing like this has happened before?
Absolutely. Your young lady's completely out for the count. Practically comatose. A few gents have offered me a tidy sum to keep their missus under, you know. Deliberate, like.
Which you refused, I hope?
Of course! I mean, eventually.
One fellow wanted me to hang on to his old lady for the rest of her natural. I says, no way. No more than a couple of weeks. Month tops, maybe two. What'd you take me for?
Do you really want me to answer that?
No, there's something else going on here. I need to access the processor.
Ultra horses. This is highly specialised technical stuff. I can't let any old punter mess around with it.
You should know by now, Cranton, I'm far from being any old punter. I can tell you that this psychic landscape is maintained by a transneural damping field with psychoneutrino stabilisers, which means there must be an AI processing and feeding back the data, and I need access to it now.
Okay, yeah. Well, so you want the transneurological interface in this native format? Hang on a moment, I'll sort it out for you.
Well, just hurry up, will you?
Dr. Smith?
Oh.
So sorry for your disappointment.
Now, where did you spring from? Thank you for your concern, Miss Tilly, but I am rather busy at the moment.
Yeah, you should be able to see it now. TLI?
Tilly? Of course. Take my arm, my dear. Though little may be done to lighten my spirits, young lady, you may well enlighten my mind.
What a day! Still, Propagillium Darcy. I like the sound of that.
As do I, my dear.
Mr. Darcy! In my bedchamber! I never have thought you so bold!
A passion such as mine, once stirred, is hard to ignore. Please forgive me.
Right now, Mr. Darcy. I believe I could forgive you just about anything.
Please, choose your steed, Dr. Smith. That is, if you won't accept an invitation to stay for dinner.
Well, delightful as your company is, Miss Tilly, I do think we have exhausted my knowledge of the cross stitch. Cranton, am I ever going to get access?
Hang on.
In that case, I must bid you adieu.
At last.
Accessing data core. Processor loading. Please wait.
I couldn't very well do it in the ground, could I? Give your young lady a fair old shot if you'd looked out and seen her sister turning blue and hovering.
Interface ready.
Please confirm data core status.
Operating within expected parameters.
Request data core source code.
Security password required.
Cranton, what's the password?
Oh no, hold up. You're asking me to hand over the key to my livelihood. I can't just... Yeah. Oh, what's that in here?
Cranton, the password!
There's code being pulled from the Hardy Matrix. I can't see what's doing it.
Hardy? You've got Thomas Hardy in here. Be lucky to get out alive.
I'm afraid I have another request, Miss Petty. You see, I cannot bear to count the days till you become Mrs. Darcy.
I too cannot wait to take the d'Urberville name.
So why wait?
What do you mean?
Come with me now. I have a person at my disposal and a bouquet can be plucked easily enough. I see you have fine roses in your vase.
But would it be proper to elope?
I always like to go at full gallop. There's nothing like it for raising your spirits.
How thrilling! But allow me at least to change. Wait here.
Hurry, my beauty! You shall be mine within the hour.
Data core source. Ascaton 35 Delta 5.
Oh, you got this from Ascaton. The Mindsmiths of Ascaton. Well, that explains everything.
How do you mean?
The Mindsmiths were extremely adept at using mind control technology on the battlefield. Well, possess half your enemy's forces and the fight's a formality. But you knew that, didn't you, Cranton?
I was in the medical corps in the War of 27. I patched up those boys as best I could. But they were never the same once the Mindsmiths had been at them. Took their souls.
A dirty little war, as I recall. The Mindsmiths lost. Ascaton was reduced to a burned-out wasteland.
I know. I helped mop up.
Only you mopped up a data core, which for a mind-hopping alien facing planetary destruction would serve very well as an escape capsule.
How do I look?
Ravishing.
Let me just get my hat.
You look prettier with it off, if that's possible.
And Tilly? I can't go without Tilly. Ow! You're hurting my arm!
No more delays, my dear. I am most determined.
You mean there's a Mindsmith alive in my simulator?
Well, it would have barely existed until you built your scenarios, gave it characters to play and rules to play by. Of course. Marriage!
Whoa.
Marriage, Cranton! In this 19th century world, marriage entails ownership of a lady's entire person. It marries Perry in here, it takes her mind in the real world. It escapes.
Please, Mr. Durbanville, stop!
Come as you are or not at all, I would possess you now!
Possessed you to employ such dangerous technology.
The Colonial Marines don't go a bundle on pensions, Doctor. I just wanted somebody to see me right in my old age.
Still looting from a war zone. I'm half a mind to hand you over to the authorities. Just bring me out now.
I pull you out now, and half a mind is all you'll have. Oh, no. The young lady's vitals, they're spiking all over the place. Something's happening.
I suppose I am a bad fellow. A damn. Bad fellow. I was born bad, and I have lived bad, and I shall die bad in all probability.
You can say that again, Buster. You like the vase? Have it!
Attack me, would you, you hussy! No matter. My interest in you is waning.
I don't know who you think you are, but
You've ideas above your station, girl. But also high-ranking connections. And they are even closer than I realized.
One other thing, Doctor. You know I said the comlink would shield you from the simulation?
Yes?
Well, you're sort of not. Shielded, I mean. Something's having a good go at your neural patterns. Really digging around in there.
Well, I wonder who that could be. Right. I need to get back to Perry. But, Cranton, I can't move my legs.
Excuse me, Dr. Smith. Perry needs me.
Now, where's she off to?
The TLI's tuned into Perry's psyche. She's still the customer, remember? Oh, no, that's good. Yeah, I'm sure that's good. Yeah, the TLI will look after it. Oh, that's not good. It's more code being pulled. It's one of the Brontes this time.
Oh, can't you stop it? What's happened to Perry? Why can't I move? Wait. Which Bronte?
Perry? Perry, you called for me. Are you asleep? Why, the curtain's closed. I can't see a thing.
Let me light the lamp.
Miss Tilly.
Oh, Mr. Heathcliff, you startled me, standing there in the dark. I didn't know you were attending my sister this evening. Is she sleeping? Oh, she looks so peaceful there.
Indeed. She can rest in peace. For now. I have urgent business with Dr. Smith. Do you know where he is, child?
The stable's preparing to ride. If you hurry, you may catch him.
Oh, Miss Tilly. I'll catch him. Be sure of it.
Cranton, tell me what's happening, ma'am.
It's not that easy. The links... Damn, interference. Gonna have to recalibrate.
Leaving so soon, Dr. Smith.
Ah. Mr. Heathcliff now, is it?
I'd have you stay and join me in a game of chance. We gentlemen can set aside our differences at the card table, can we not?
What's it to be? Whist, cribbage, snap. Now, your game has been patience, hasn't it? You've been waiting a long time for a way out. But why now? Why Perry?
Miss Brown is a well-traveled young lady, as you are well aware. But she does not concern me now. The fair sex have their uses, for a man has all worlds of pleasures to indulge.
Oh, let's drop the pretense, shall we? I know full well what you are, Mindsmith. So, why don't you start by telling me your real name,
Doctor, are you receiving me?
No, not good. Rescanning.
Mr. Darcy.
Hello there.
The d'Urberville. The doctor?
Well, he's done it after all. Take it easy, miss. I'll get the headset off. Sit up slowly. Yeah, that's it. Oh, I thought you was a goner there for a while.
Cranton? What did you do to me? The doctor! He's still plugged in!
It's all right. It's just a little technical difficulty. Ah, yeah, I'm through to him now.
Doctor, well done. It's a lovely job. Hold on, I'm getting you out.
Cranton, what's happened? Is Perry safe?
Yep, your young lady's awake.
Oh, in which case... Mr. Heathcliff, I'm afraid I must decline your offer of a game.
Ah, Doctor. I must insist.
Sorry, I really should be elsewhere. Now, if you'll excuse me. Cranton, you can take me out now.
Sorry, Doctor. No can do. It seems like the mind link's frozen, just like before.
Perry's free, but the Mindsmith's still active. Let her go. Now, why would you do that? Well, you wouldn't, would you? Not unless...
You asked me who I really am. I have lived so many lives. I have no need of a name. But soon, the universe will know me as... The Doctor.
Listen to me, please. I can help.
You are helping already. By giving me your mind.
Perry was never your real target, was she?
A mere staging post. En route to a time war. Your impression in her mind is strong. But now you have come to me. How convenient.
I see you are having some difficulty walking, Doctor. Allow me to assist.
Can you hear me?
Doctor, try...
Ah, silence. At last. Now, Dr. Smith, you are mine.
I'll admit it's been a while since I read the book, but I'd completely forgotten the part where Mr. Darcy turns out to be a mind-stealing alien parasite.
Accidents do happen, miss. A less sympathetic tradesman might point out that you did sign the disclaimer.
Look, Mr. Cranton, there are cops all over the Galaxy Fair. I'm happy to go call one.
It's no need for threats, miss. I will. And as a gesture of goodwill, I can also offer a partial refund.
Oh, forget the money. Just get him out.
It'd cause permanent brain damage even if I could pull him out now, which I can't. The Mindsmith has control of the psychscape. And it's got your doctor friend right where it wants him.
Oh, that's what it did to me. I remember it now, like a dream.
If we can load another scenario in keeping with this one, we might be able to manipulate the parameters a bit. To loosen its grip.
What do you got?
Well, just these. I mean, there's not much call for anything else. My ladies were always happy with bonnets and balls.
Hold it. I've got an idea. Should fit the period. Get your scanner ready, Mr. Cranton.
Where are you going?
Our ship's right outside. And there's a book in the library that'll change all the rules.
am I? What's going on? Mr. Heathcliff, sir. What are all these papers?
In summary, Doctor, the game is lost. Your debts are mountainous. Huh? Your estates of Netherfield and Donwell are forfeit, as is the House of TARDIS and Lordship of Time. TARDIS, would that be up by Ilkley?
These properties have been with me for so long, I can't help feeling there's something I'm forgetting.
Just so long as you remember your name, you can make your mark here, and all will be mine.
Oh. I wouldn't sign anything if I was you, Doctor.
Miss Brown, we have no need of you here. A mere woman has little understanding of these matters.
This mere woman understands enough to know those deeds aren't worth the virtual paper they're written on.
Miss Brown? Perry!
Shame on you, Doctor. Conning poor Mr. Heathcliff into thinking you're a man of means, when we both know the truth.
No.
And Mr. Heathcliff, don't you think you should find out a little more about a girl before you go proposing? Like, where I met Mrs. Brown, maybe?
In the colonies, I understood. Thou were an orphan and she were...
Missing a little backstory, huh? Well, let me fill you in. Mrs. Brown took me on in Virginia, to be precise, but not just as her ward, as her apprentice. Only I knew her as Moll Flanders, and she taught me everything I needed to know about finding a mark and fleecing him for every last dime.
No!
And the doctor, as you know, is a gambler, a risk-taker and habitual thrill-seeker. Oh, he might appear the upright pillar of society, but anyone who knows him at all can tell you he has a much more questionable lifestyle. Here are the deeds to his properties and the key to his manor.
Silence! To the devil with your clamor!
Here's your key, Doctor. Your...
TARDIS key! Mr. Heathcliff, I'm afraid it's true. I have been less than candid with you.
You see, Heathcliff, you can't win the doctor's property. He already lost it. To me.
Had I been born where laws are less strict and tastes less dainty, I should treat myself to a slow vivisection of you two.
Nice. And before you get any other ideas, Heathcliff, Darcy, whatever your name is, the engagement's off.
You can quote all the borrowed threats you like, Mindsmith. You've lost your power over us. Well, for now, at any rate.
But yet, you both remain. Have a care, Doctor. Miss Brown. Thou'll not quit this place till my wishes are fulfilled.
That'll be Mother.
I understood Mrs. Brown was indisposed.
Oh, what's the matter, Mindsmith? Losing track of your minor characters?
Perry, it's Mama. I've never seen her so agitated. Mr. Heathcliff, she is most eager to speak with you. She says to tell you you may hear something to your advantage.
A new mind. One with power.
Dr. Smith, Mama is close to the end.
I shall be there presently, Tilly. I just need a moment with your sister.
Make haste, Doctor. Perry, if you wish to say your farewells. Miss Tilly, direct me to your mother's chamber.
So, you can take the girl out of Baltimore, and it seems you can also take Baltimore out of the girl. Welcome back, Perry.
You too, Doctor.
Daniel Defoe. An earthy but inspired selection. A near enough fit that the Mindsmith overlooked your rewriting of history. Miss Brown, I have to admit, I'm impressed.
Now I know you're not yourself.
No, fair's fair. You've saved my mind from oblivion, and for that, the universe and I are extremely grateful. Although, was it absolutely necessary to besmirch my good name quite so much? Habitual thrill-seeker? Questionable lifestyle?
Just think of it as dramatic license.
Well, I hope you've thought out your next move very carefully. Where next? To meet Moll Flanders, I presume?
Yeah. Cranton's opened a maintenance window to disable the Mindsmith. Just wait till you get a load of the next chapter.
Harry, our minds are in a very precarious position. The Mindsmith may be limited by the scenario in which it's forced to exist, but we are still trapped in its domain. We do not want to provoke it.
Mother, I have Mr. Heathcliff with me.
Oh, Tilly. Tilly, my dear. Oh, and Mr. Heathcliff, too. Step forward, sir, so I may look at you.
Mrs. Brown, forgive me, I didn't realise you were awake. Else I'd have paid me respect sooner.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. I'm not long for this world.
About 2 minutes, to be precise.
Oh, Mama, no!
Oh, be strong, my dear. There are things you need to hear before I go. You and Mr. Heathcliff. Is the doctor here? And Perry?
We're here, Mrs. Brown.
Mother.
Come closer, Dr. Smith. I have some letters under my pillow.
Lean forward, madam. I do hope you know what you're doing, Cranton. You've singularly failed to inspire my confidence so far.
I've got maintenance access for another 90 seconds. I'll disable our friend, then I'm out, and you two should be able to follow. Just play along.
I have the papers.
Here, Mr. Heathcliff. You will find some correspondence between myself and your guardian, Mr. Earnshaw, along with his last will and testament.
You said I would hear something to my advantage.
Actually, I said you may. Then again, you may not.
What is this charade?
You see, only now dare I own who I have been as well as who I am. You may know of Moll Flanders by reputation, late of the colonies. Funds were low, so my ward and I set sail for England to embark once more upon my criminal career of deception and debauchery.
All right, don't build up your part.
In short, Mr. Earnshaw and I were married, and I bore him another heir, his favoured child. As an attractive widow, I did not remain alone in my grief for long. I wed General Tilney soon after. He too was generous enough to change his will.
Tilney? Of Northanger Abbey?
Then there was old Mr. Darcy of Pemberley.
Where, one of mine?
Mr. Rochester of Thornfield Hall.
And him, state of the attic.
Sir Walter Elliot took very little persuasion.
Indeed, had him twice.
Enough! So you claim my estates are not my own. If they were not at death's door, I'd throttle thee myself.
And with my dying breath, I bequeath all of my properties to my dearest daughter, Tilly.
Tilly, I'm sorry. She's gone. As for you, Heathcliff, you now have nothing. You owe nothing, and so you are nothing in this world. Even your name stolen.
Then so shall you all come to nothing.
Initiate data core wipe.
Doctor, Cranton's out. Shouldn't we be too?
Yes, I was rather afraid there'd be a twist in the tale. This is Mindsmith technology, after all. It's rebooting the core, wiping the entire psychscape, our minds included.
Well, isn't there anything we can do?
Well, not we, but...
Excuse me, Mr. Heathcliff. I think you'll find I am mistress of this house.
Way to go, sister.
Release psychscape connections.
Tilly, just let me...
Goodbye, Doctor. Husband or not, you have already made an excellent match. Suspend data wipe. Substitute matrix Bronte Emily with Bronte Charlotte. Source, Jane Eyre. Burning of Thornfield Hall. Initiate destruct.
What have you done, girl? The bed curtains are alight.
I have watched you from afar for so long, sir, that you have never felt the heat of my passion till now.
Fire! Come quickly, it spreads. The door! Help me! What? What are you doing? Unhand me, girl!
Rochester escaped these flames, but you shall not! Feel them! They forge our fates together! Heathcliff, come to your cafe!
I am not Heathcliff! I am not Rochester! Not!
Not Darcy! I am I!
Look at it, Doctor. It's ruined. The whole thing. It's burned out.
A good thing, too.
Poor Tilly.
It was just an AI.
Just an AI? I'll have you know, Tilly saved both Perry's mind and mine.
Isn't there anything we can do, Doctor? She seems so real.
I'm sorry, Perry. The data core is just a lump of silicon now. There's nothing left.
What am I going to do?
Well, I think we've ruled out a career on the stage. Might I suggest you try working for a living? Well, you're not without skills. It took some technical genius to do what you did, even if the parts were stolen.
Thanks, Doctor. Miss Brown, I'll see what turns up.
To live in a perfectly new manner, if in short, anything turns up. He really should have had some Dickens in there, you know.
You're not going to let him get away with it, are you? Cranton, I mean.
I like to think that I'm some judge of character, Perry.
Well, you've always had the highest regard for my spirit.
Ah, yes. You remember it all?
Every word, Doctor. In fact, I might just have to write it all down.